You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to another episode of Retail Gets Real, where we talk about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation, and today I am joined by my co-host, my colleague, and my friend, Sarah Rand. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, Bill.
How you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Why are you fabulous?
Well, I am still.
I always think of you as fabulous, but why are you fabulous today?
I'm what is around me is fabulous today, and it is NRF 2018. We are at Retail's Big Show.
At Retail's Big Show, Javits Center, New York City, with 38,000 of our closest friends.
Closest friends. Best friends.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate them being here with us. And we're particularly pleased to have two guests today that are going to give us some really good insights about this industry we call retail. Ian, why don't you introduce yourself?
Great. Well, good afternoon, and thanks for having us. My name is Ian Kahn. I'm a partner at PwC in our consumer markets practice, and I lead our Salesforce.com consulting team.
And Shelley?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here with you guys. I think I've got the New York City itch in my throat. But my name is Shelley Branston, and I run the retail industry team at Salesforce, Senior Vice President of Retail Solutions for Salesforce.
Shelley, Ian, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start with you, Ian. How do you get into this whole retail thing?
Well, that's a broad question. Retail is all around us. And it is impacting so many lives, all of our lives, on a daily basis. And everything is changing. It's a very exciting time in retail. It's a time when technology is increasingly becoming a real enabler for innovation and an enabler for us as leaders in the retail industry to find ways to deliver more value to the end consumer, and that's what we're focused on.
Shelley, how did you get into retail?
Well, I have a long history. My family was in the coffee business, and as a child, believe it or not, I used to go to grocery stores with my dad on the weekends and rearrange cans on what are called end caps. Grocery knows what that is.
So early merchandiser.
Yeah, or babysitter he was. But I don't really know exactly, but I always sort of liked the art and science of, products and then understanding sort of why people buy the products. So I was at the Gap for 16 years and I ran CRM and digital marketing for all of their brands. And then I moved over to Salesforce to help them help many of our customers get closer to their customers. And PwC, who I'm sitting here with, is a huge partner of ours in enabling that for a lot of retailers, a lot of customers around the world.
You know, it's so interesting because we often say that retail, it isn't an evolution, it's a revolution. It's happening so quickly.
Yeah.
And there's so many things coming down the pike, and it all seems at the same time. But one of the big things is data and what that data means for retail, for retailers, for the customer. How are we managing that? I mean, that seems to me to be one of the big issues of the time.
Yeah, you want me to go for it? Okay. I mean, I think, it's really interesting. And, as long as I've been in retail, there's been no shortage of data. The question is, we talk about big data, but really we've had big data for a long time. The question is, what do you do with it? And one of the things that I'm really talking to customers about here is, it's not just data, it's actually the signals from your customer about what they want and what they need and how you can be a better retailer for them. So I think rather than, focusing on sort of the shiny objects of the tools and the technology, it is about solving, simple use cases of what customers need. And I really believe that those come down to sort of fundamentals about giving people great price or value for their money, great products, and great service. And so the data needs to be in service of those use cases for shoppers.
Do you feel like it's data? Two of Big Show, day four or five, if you've come to the student program, people are talking about retail trends. What customer problems are popping up this year that you haven't heard in the dialogue before?
Well, I'm not sure it's entirely new, but the big focus is on driving a fully connected experience across all channels. To Shelley's point, high volumes of data, that's nothing new for us. But the way customers are engaging today is very different than what we saw just a short period of time ago. And one of the leaders in the industry yesterday gave a great talk on the main stage and talked about the three principles of sort of winning in retail today, right? To Shelley's point, it's assortment, it's price, and it's experience. And how do you define your experience strategy today? How do you enable it, with technology? How do you personalize it for each of your customers? That's the secret sauce for the retailers that are really winning.
Who's doing it well? Who's name names? Who's the gold standard of achieving that?
I think there for any of our customers, there's no finish line. I'm giving a talk tomorrow with Design Within Reach. Mm-hmm. They're a high-end furniture company. They think that they have a customer-focused infrastructure. That's what they call their IT team. And, from the moment you browse, if you're a new mover and you browse for a sofa, they know you when you come into the store, that what you've looked at, and not just, we talk about the lines of cool versus creepy. The sales associate who's in the store actually can help continue that discovery for you. Most people, when they buy an expensive sofa, they want to come in and sit down in it and see if it's comfortable. And so then Design Within Reach really thinks about the delivery experience and all the way through and what we call a shopping journey.
Right.
And they connect the dots, as Ian was talking about. So I think, I'm going to talk a little bit with them tomorrow about how you can't spell retail without AI. We're going to talk about intelligence and AI. And I think they're using these, intelligence technologies in a way that never takes away from the human touch. So they're exciting to me.
It's always interesting to me when we talk about that human touch, that experience, that getting to know your customer. I mean, that has been retail for time eternal. I mean, back in the day when they were small department stores in these small towns, you walk in, they knew who you were. They knew what you needed. They knew your family. We went to church together. That was easy. And now it's big. It's really big. So the AI experience, is that something that is just going to have to be adopted across the board, no matter how big or small you are? You're going to have to tap into that AI in order to deliver for the consumer.
Yeah, I think we're already there. Anybody who took an Uber here to Javits or uses Waze or at home says, hey, find me House of Cards. AI is part of our lives. Yeah. And so, but I think most people don't even realize that they're engaging with AI when they are. And I really believe that great retailing will happen when you're not even realizing. They're just making it, as you said, feel the way it used to feel when you walked into a store and actually you could get what you wanted, you could get help.
I think that's right. And the capabilities now are so much more accessible. You walk the expo floor and you'll see just a number of different vendors that are showcasing innovative products, products that are tapping into cloud-based solution capabilities, services, platforms like the one that Shelley's team has at Salesforce.com that allow retailers to now integrate these channels that used to be completely distinct, to put the customer in the center of the retail experience and design engagement journeys that that are powered by AI capabilities. Every retailer doesn't need to be a technology company, but the winning retailers need to be experts at understanding how digitization impacts their business model. And that's what we're seeing. Retail as an industry right now is being completely digitized. The trend line is clear. If you look at the winners and which channels are growing, you know, the fastest. But the store matters too, and you know, you've got to put it all together. You've got to create wow factor experiences. We talk a lot about the mobile experience. We see that as the glue that brings that, you know, that online digital experience together with the in-store experience. And so as a retailer, you know, how are you tapping into these different technology solutions, the ones that we see on the expo floor this week, the ones that Shelly's team has, and how are you harnessing that power to give your brand an experience advantage when it comes to winning with the consumer?
But isn't retail dying? I mean, what do we need stores for anymore? That's what I heard. That's what I read. Do you agree?
Stores are not dying. So I think today the in-store experience is very, very important for many brands. But it needs to come together with the overall experience that your consumers have across all channels. It's really important.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're coming off of one of the best holiday seasons retail has seen. And, you know, one of the things that I've been talking to a lot of our customers about here is, you know, yeah, it was really doom and gloom in the press of the retail apocalypse coming up to the holiday season. And, you know, obviously we have a great stock market rally and a bunch of other things affecting this. But in looking at our data from our platform, as you said, mobile, what we saw is that we've been watching mobile traffic increase for a while. But actually what we saw this year is mobile overtook desktop and tablet in terms of checkout. And that's retailers getting better at smoothing out the shopping funnel from sort of, you know, engagement and discovery to purchase. We saw increase in Apple Pay. So they got better at servicing the customer more quickly with what they wanted. We also saw that big shopping days that traditionally weren't shopping days on phones, like Thanksgiving Day. You know, I mean, I'm not advocating that you should be shopping, you know, we're calling it under the table shopping, but people at the turkey, you know, shopping, or really on Christmas Day, but it opened up whole new selling days for retail. And so, and then the stores did better too.
Yeah.
So I don't think retail's dead, stores are dead at all. I think we're in the early innings of retailers finally investing in what we've talked about for a lot of years at this show called omnichannel.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of winning to be done.
There is.
And people are starting to see that traction. So I'm excited.
You know, I think part of it, too, is the coming out of the recession, we talked a lot about the more savvy consumer. And as the technologies have developed, as they've become more ubiquitous, as more people have the access to the cell phone, to the tablet, to the different ways that they can actually make that purchase or research the items or the products that they're looking to purchase and making the decisions at the price point that they want to pay and the time that they want to receive that product, how they're going to receive that product. It's really interesting to me that how quickly the industry has basically reacted to that, and I think it's paid off to the 5.5% increase in holiday sales this year.
You talk a lot about mobile and the impact that it's had and the growth that it's seeing. What about some of the up-and-coming payment platforms like voice? Are people talking about that this week?
We're certainly talking about it. I mean, one of the other things we found in our research is that 40% of millennials researched a product through a voice-assisted device, you know, Alexa, Google Home, Siri. And so, you know, and I was just talking to a customer, and they're like, well, are you really going to buy, you know, a black dress through Alexa? And the answer is no. But would I find out if it's available in a store near me? Would I find out if someone would put it on hold so when I got there, it was ready for me? Absolutely. So I think voice is very important as an interface. And sort of to your point, like, and then when does the handoff happen between when you actually want to talk to a human being?
That's so interesting. That sounds like how we described mobile 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Where people were, well, I use it to research and then I go on my computer or I go into the store and I get it.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you can see it coming. You know, the future, these events are great. The big show, in many ways, it gives us a peek at, you know, the art of the possible. And you've got disruptors in the industry right now that are doing things that will, you know, it'll take some others some time, you know, to catch up. And by the time they catch up, you know, the line's going to move, right? Because the technology enables those kinds of experiences right now. It's a question of, you know, for the executives, the experience design, you know, teams, you know, thinking about new innovative ways that that preserve, you know, the authenticity of the experience, and leveraging that technology to now, you know, take that voice experience to the next level, where the trust is there and you're ready to take it all the way through purchase. It's right around the corner.
It was interesting to me the other day. I was in a cab with someone that decided that they were going to go to the gala last night, but she did not bring a dress. And so she asked the question, what department store near the Intercontinental Hotel on 44th Street in New York City will deliver? And she got the list of three department stores in the area that would deliver within 3 hours.
Well, there you go.
It was just like... All right, I need to get up with this. It saved me a hell of a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty incredible. Amazing. So, the Endless Aisle, what is that?
You want to go?
Well, I think the Endless Aisle is, you know, today's, you know, the entire, you know, universe is, it's a click away, right? It's a voice interaction away. So, you know, the boundary lines, you know, of the past are gone. You know, the consumer has access to everything. And, you know, it's the consumer's in control, you know, and that's the Endless Aisle.
We were.
I remember in my Gap days, we used to talk about never out of stock.
Yep.
And, you know, in a way, to your point about mobile, it's like it's just technology's answer to never being out of stock, because most of the time the retailer has what you're looking for. It's just stranded. Yeah. Somewhere else, and how do you locate that item? And we talk a lot about sort of how do you unlock data out of sort of the silos, the systems where it's trapped, and unleash it, you know, to the marketer, to the merchandiser, to service the customer. And that's what Endless Aisle does.
I am incredibly intrigued by this conversation, and we could go on probably for another 30 plus minutes, because we're talking about something that I think gets people really excited when they think about all of the opportunity that exists out there today, and when you think about what the opportunities are for tomorrow as well. However, we are running short on time, but we have a segment of this program that we call Rapid Response. Sorry, I know you didn't know about this, but it's easy. I promise it's painless. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a question. It's a simple question, and all you have to do is just tell us the first thing that comes to mind. You're ready? All right, Sarah, lead us off.
Last magazine you picked up at a stand?
Sports Illustrated.
Vanity Fair.
The app you cannot live without?
Uber.
What buzzword have you heard most at the show?
Digital.
Seamless.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
People who are really late.
Whining.
Supervillain power.
X-ray vision.
Being able to see my children anytime.
Well, that's good. Very good. Pizza or burger?
Burger.
Pizza.
Last thing you bought on your phone?
Uber.
Lozenges.
Last question. What is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
Listen.
Be yourself.
Excellent. Well, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you've got a lot of things going on here at the Javits Center, and we really are better off knowing what you all could share with us. And so, Ian and Shelley, thank you. And Sarah, thank you for co-hosting.
Welcome. My
Thanks
pleasure.
For having us.
Thank you.
And to all of you out there, thank you for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. We're going to post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Thanks, everyone, for listening from the Javits Center in New York City with 38,000 of our very, very dear friends. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.